So he addressed this parable to a Jewish audience with Jewish expectations, people who already had a theology of the afterlife that they took for granted. And therefore, the afterlife issues in this parable are incidental to the parable's meaning. The parable is not about the afterlife. It's about repentance and the need to repent. The ultimate results of repentance being what happens in the afterlife, yes. But that wasn't the point. He didn't say, hey, come on, gather around. I'll tell you what it's like when you die. He's just talking as we would talk about heaven and hell. Not much different than my joke about the Baptists. But with a different set of assumptions. I don't know if I'm communicating very well, but... So as we'll just keep going. Just press on. The rich man beseeches Abraham, and he beseeches Abraham to send Lazarus to warn his five brothers to repent, right? Abraham says they have Moses and the prophets. They have the Torah, that is. They have the Torah, they have the prophets. If they would just listen to what's in the Torah and obey what's in the Torah and in the prophets, then they would repent. And repentance would keep them out of this place of torment and allow them to join Abraham in paradise. But the rich man objects. He says, no. Here's what it says in verse 30. He says, no, Abraham, my father, that's not going to work. He says, no, Abraham, my father, if one of the dead comes to them, then they will repent. And he said to them, if they will not listen to Moshe and the prophets, they will not believe if one rises from the dead. They wouldn't listen to the Torah and the prophets. See, this is why I think there's a poke at the Sadducees. They don't listen to Moses and the prophets, even if somebody rose from the dead. These words apply to our world as well, though, don't they? You know, we don't listen to Moses and the prophets. We don't listen to the one who came back from the dead either in our world today. And the parable teaches that if Torah is not adequate to bring men to repentance, nothing is going to be. Now, unlike most of our master's parables, which center around a single point, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus communicates for us several different lessons. I think he intended it for the Pharisees to hear, a moral lesson about caring for the poor among them. Chesed, Mishpat, and Ahava. These are the things that could have kept the rich man out of hell. Love, loving kindness, justice, and emunah, faithfulness. If the rich man wanted to recline at the table with Abraham in paradise, he should have brought Lazarus in to eat from his table in this life. The parable also illustrates Yeshua's principle of inversion, first last, last first. Those receive their good things in this life versus in the next life and in the Messianic era. And in the parable, our master criticized those who depend upon Abraham to provide them with escape from Gehenna. Rabbi Yeshua made it clear that the merit of Abraham, great though it may be, will not avail in the afterlife. The parable contains what appears to be a pointed criticism of the Sadducees, who, like the rich man's brothers, had the Torah and the prophets, but did not believe in the soul or reward or punishment in the afterlife. And even if they saw someone come back from the dead, it wasn't going to work for them, which is prophetic in that that's exactly what happened when our master did come back from the dead. And the Sadducees started a conspiracy to say that his body had been stolen. Finally, the main point of the parable, what is the main point of every parable of the Master? Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. A man should repent on this side of the veil. There's another parable that appears in Midrash Rabbah and Ruth Rabbah, very much like it, where there's two men who go to, they die, they both go to Sheol, but one of them gets into paradise and the other goes into Gehenna. And the guy is down in Gehenna and looks up, he sees his colleague up in paradise and he says, "Whoa, that's not fair. Is favor showing here? I was a criminal, he was a criminal. He did the same things I did. We were colleagues in crime. And now he's in paradise and I'm down here." And so the angels come and they explain to him, "Well, here's the difference. He repented, whereas you did not." And the guy says, "Okay, I'll repent." And they say to him, "You fool, don't you realize that if a man does not prepare his food before the Sabbath, he will have nothing to eat on the Sabbath?" It's a very similar parable. The master is saying, look, repentance has to happen on the other side.